Thank the Lord for the privilege of being here. I consider Christmas to be one of the most exciting holidays of the whole year, don't you? And if you think about why, it means so much to us because of who Jesus is. People have been inspired down through the centuries with Jesus and who he is. And I thought of this song, "What Child Is This? Who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping." The thought of what child is this? A child like no other, a child that at 12 years old was in the temple asking questions of the doctors and lawyers and answering their questions. A child that the wise men were willing to come from the east and to bring such precious gifts. There was something about Jesus that drew people. He was someone who Simeon longed to see. Luke chapter 2 and verse 25, "Behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. The same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel." Who is Jesus? He is the consolation of Israel. "And the Holy Ghost was upon him, and it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ." Can you imagine how exciting that would be? To have the Holy Ghost revealed to you. You have the privilege of living to the day that you're going to see the Messiah. And I imagine he woke up day after day thinking, "Is this the day?" And then when the day came to see Jesus. Yeah. "And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, 'Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation.'" Who is Jesus? He is our salvation. "Which thou preparedst before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles." Are we thankful for that today? That light came to lighten our lives? I am. "And the glory of all thy people." Who is this child that came into the world so long ago? It was someone that Anna longed to see. Verse 36, "And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher, and she was of great age and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she coming in at that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord and spake of him to all them who looked for redemption in Jerusalem." Jesus spoke of these times himself, the advent of the kingdom of heaven. And he said, "I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them." What a privilege to have actually been a witness to the coming of Jesus. Doesn't he mean a lot to us today? Zacchaeus longed to see him, so much that he was willing to embarrass himself and climb a tree just to see. He had heard about this man. Who is this man, Jesus? There were some Greeks that had come to Jerusalem to worship. And what did they say to the disciples? "Sir, we would see Jesus." There was a longing there. There is something special about the coming of the Messiah. Let us turn to John chapter 1 and verse 43. John 1 and 43, "The following day Jesus would go forth into Galilee and findeth Philip and saith unto him, 'Follow me.' Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael and saith unto him, We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip saith unto him, Come and see. It's kind of like all you have to do is come and see, and you're going to recognize this is the Messiah. Let's read this wonderful story in Luke 2 and 8. There were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord. Now, how important was this birth? I'm going to say that the birth of Christ was the, and his life, his death, was the most important event in the history of the world. It was so important that the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them. They were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. What kind of child is this that's getting the attention of the wise men, of the leaders of the land, of the worshipers that had come from Greece, of the holy men and women of Israel? Who is this child? It is a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. I would say that was an important announcement, to have a multitude of heavenly hosts saying glory to God, to have angelic announcement. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying God and praising for all the things which they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. So, who is this child? What kind of child is this? A one that drew such attention from both heaven and earth. Who is this child? He is our Savior. Matthew chapter 1 and verse 18. Matthew 1 and 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived of her is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Did you notice it said he shall save their people from their sins? It didn't say he shall save their people in their sins, that he's going to leave them in their sins. In fact, the word from is the Greek word apo, which usually denotes separation, departure, cessation, completion, reversal. Amen. Jesus came to reverse our lives from a life of sin
to help us completely quit the works of sin, to destroy the works of the devil. Who is Jesus? He is our Savior. Do you feel gratitude to Him today for that? Isn't this a beautiful time of year to stop and remember who Jesus is? He is our Redeemer. To redeem is to purchase back. By the way, I like Webster's 1828 version of the dictionary. It's not altered to meet today's cultural norms. He was a man who feared God and had a spiritual insight. A redeemer, to redeem is to purchase back, to ransom, to liberate or rescue from captivity or bondage, or from any obligation or liability by paying an equivalent, as to redeem prisoners or captured goods, to redeem a pledge. I've thought what it would be like to be a hostage. There are pirates that take the crew of ships hostage, and if you're a hostage, you are helpless. You're dependent on someone out there, either the mercy of your captors or someone out there paying the price to set you free. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our Redeemer, for paying the price. I like this story that Paul Harvey would tell. Boston preacher Dr. Gordon placed a bent up, beat up, rusted old birdcage beside his pulpit when he told this story. An unkept, unwashed little lad of about 10 years old was coming up the alley swinging this old caved-in birdcage with several tiny birds shivering on the floor of it. The compassionate Dr. Gordon asked the boy where he got the birds. The boy said he trapped them. Dr. Gordon asked what he was going to do with them. The boy said he was going to play with them and have fun with them. The preacher said, "Sooner or later you'll get tired of them. Then what are you going to do with them?" The lad said, "I have some cats at home. They like birds. I'll feed them to my cats." Dr. Gordon said, "Son, how much do you want for the birds?" The boy, surprised, hesitated, and said, "Mister, you don't want these birds. They're just plain old field birds. They can't even sing. They're ugly." The preacher said, "Just tell me, how much do you want?" The grubby little lad thought about it. He squinted up one eye. He calculated and hesitated and said, $2. To the boy's surprise, Dr. Gordon reached into his pocket and handed the boy two $1 bills. The preacher took the cage. The boy, in a flash, hurried up the alley. In a sheltered crevice between buildings, Dr. Gordon opened the door of the cage. Tapping on the rusty exterior, he encouraged the little birds one at a time to find their way out through the narrow door and fly away. Having accounted for the empty cage by the pulpit, the preacher went on to tell another story about how one time Jesus and the devil were engaged in a negotiation. Satan boasted he had baited a trap in Eden's garden and caught himself a world full of people. "What are you going to do with all those people in your cage?" Jesus wanted to know. The devil said, "I'm going to play with them, tease them, make them marry and divorce and fight and kill one another. I'm going to teach them to throw bombs on one another. I'm going to have fun with them." Jesus said, "You can't have fun with them forever. When you get tired of playing, what are you going to do with them?" Satan said, "Damn them. They're no good anyway. Damn them, kill them." Jesus asked, "How much do you want for them?" Satan said, "You can't be serious. If I sell them to you, they'll just spit on you. They'll hate you. They'll hit you and beat you. They'll hammer nails into you. They're no good." "How much?" Jesus asked. Satan said, "All your tears and all your blood, that's the price." Jesus took the cage, paid the price, and opened the door. Who is Jesus? He is our Redeemer. He is the one that paid the price and set us free. He is our shepherd. Think of it. You familiar with sheep? Different animals have different personalities. Some animals are independent. Some animals are self-sufficient. Sheep are not. Sheep are herd animals. They need a leader. They need someone watching over them. And if one sheep gets off from the rest, that sheep can get in serious trouble. We need a shepherd. We're like that. We need the protection of someone that loves us. Who is this one that we are remembering this time of year? He is our shepherd. The prophet Isaiah said, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way." Haven't we all done that? "And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all." David said, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." In other words, I will have no need because the Lord is my shepherd. Jesus spoke of himself in John 10 and verse 7. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy." What has the thief done to our world? What was the thief doing in our lives individually? "The thief cometh not, but to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not about the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep." Do you know the Lord knows you today? The Lord knows your needs. He knows your weaknesses. He knows the failures of the past. And he is the shepherd. "I am the good shepherd and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep." Today, let us say, "Thank you, Lord Jesus, our shepherd." "And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd." Who is this child that was born? He is our healer. Isaiah 53 and 5. "He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." Thank you, Lord Jesus, our healer. The healer of our bodies. The healer of our sin-sick souls. The healer of our emotions, our broken hearts. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our healer. Who is Jesus? Who is this child that is born? Lord Jesus, my sweet Rose of Sharon, my prophet, my priest, and my king. To thee I will sing all my praises, for blessings thy mercy doth bring. All glory and honor to Jesus, who offered his life on the cross. to open a fountain for sinners and purchase a world that was lost. Who is Jesus? Is he really a prophet? Jesus asked his own disciples, "Who do men say that I am?" And some say that you're John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Is Jesus our prophet? Or is he Christ, the Son of the living God? I want to say that he is a prophet. He was a prophet. In fact, the woman at the well said, "Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet." Peter asked the Lord, when the Lord said, "Will ye go away also? Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of life." Yes, Jesus was a prophet, very much so. Jesus prophesied of the coming of the Holy Ghost. He prophesied of the destruction of Jerusalem. Jesus prophesied end time events. Those are important to us, aren't they? He prophesied of the end of the world. I believe Jesus was very much a prophet. Is Jesus our priest? That's an important role. That was the man who was between God and man and other men. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 11. "Christ being come and high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats or calves, but by his own blood, he entered once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us." So Christ is our priest, and I want to say he is our perfect priest. Yes. Think of the priests of the past. They had sins in their own lives, so they would have to atone for themselves prior to atoning for the people. What about Jesus? He was without sin, had no guile. He was the perfect sacrifice. He was the perfect and remains to be the perfect priest for us. And he doesn't have to redo his job year by year. He is there interceding for us at the right hand of God. You think of Eli. He was far from a perfect priest, wasn't he? So humans have not filled the role that Christ can fill for us. Paul says, "Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us." The song says that Christ is our prophet, our priest, and our king. Is he really a king? Do you think he's a king? They killed him. You might say the kings of this earth killed him. Is he really a king? Psalms chapter 24 and verse 7. "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in." Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in." Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Revelation describes the King of glory. Revelation chapter 19 and verse 11. "I saw heaven opened, and behold a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed upon him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, that he should rule them with a rod of iron. He treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. He has authority. He has power over all the kings of this earth. And he hath on his vesture and a thigh name, on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Who is this child that was born? He is our friend. In fact, there is not a friend like Jesus. Patient, tender, kind, and true. If you'll be a friend of Jesus, he will be a friend of you. Jesus shared with his disciples before he left this world, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You know what Jesus told them next? Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. The song goes on to say, there is not a friend like Jesus. When you draw your life's last breath, if you'll be his friend while living, he will be your friend in death. I love this time of year. To me, it's a joyful time. It's the time that we remember our Lord, our prophet, our priest, our king, our savior, our redeemer, our shepherd. For us, it's a time of anniversary. It is a time of Lenita's birthday. It just mix all that in together, and it is a joyful time. I thank the Lord for the one that was drew the attention of the kings of the earth 2,000 years ago. The wise men, the righteous men, the holy women that drew all their attention, that has inspired people down through the centuries, that he's still our friend, our priest today. May God bless you.